T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. A lot of stuff going on. Busy weekend. I hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving and had a chance to watch a lot of ball games. That's when you know it's good. A
lot of football.
Get a few family members that like sports with you, and you're good to go. Nobody bothers you, man, and you're ready to go. So, just looking at some of these numbers that are out and everything else, if you're wondering, it looks something like this, the way it stands. And by the way, moving quickly with the Dolphins getting their third win yesterday against Philadelphia in a shootout, by the way. Never expected that. Didn't expect this offense to be saying shootout after, what are they averaging, like 14 points a game and able to go out there and have that kind of game. That's crazy. Just a crazy amount of points yesterday.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is honestly, and by this point in the season, I thought that he'd either be not starting anymore, have a dead arm or something. He just each week either takes a big hit and just totally makes me think twice about it, or has a game yesterday, 27-39, 365, 3 touchdowns. He was a second-best statistical quarterback in the entire NFL yesterday. That is impressive. I don't care what anyone says. That's very impressive.
Against a good Eagles.
An Eagles defense.
A real good front seven, Philadelphia, which just basically took the run game and said, if you're going to beat us, you're going to do it through the air. And he goes, I got some young guys that I think I can do it with. So they got that done. So here's how it stands right now. With Steelers and Texans both winning, Fins are looking something, what, 3rd or 4th pick, 22, 25, 35, 61, and 69. Now, I don't know why I really did that, because it really doesn't matter. There's still a lot of games left, including the Dolphins have the Giants, the Jets, and Cincinnati.
Right.
In 3 of those 4 games.
That's right.
And then up to New England to Foxborough. Yeah, the other thing that's really weird is we got 5 3-win teams. We got 11 teams with 4 wins or less. I mean, you keep winning, and pretty soon you're picking 14th or 15th.
Oh, no. I mean, right now they're at 4, I believe, in the projected draft order on CBS Sports. And if they win this week, they can move all the way down to 10. Like, if a couple other teams lose and the Dolphins win, you're talking about going from having a top pick or the number one pick overall earlier in the season. Then you saw how bad Cincinnati was and going, all right, at least just keep 2. And now maybe being out of the top 7 or 8. Like, that's unbelievable. But it also shows the irony in the NFL of the season. Very top-heavy and very bottom-heavy. That's really what it is. There's a lot of bad teams or teams that have 3 or 4 wins, and it's just unbelievable because normally in a season, 3-13 gets you the first pick overall.
Yeah.
Or very close to it. Now 3-13 might get you 5 or 6 or 7.
Yeah. It has been you're right. A lot of teams struggling, although some of the struggling teams all got wins yesterday. And I think it's pretty clear for everybody that's got on this tank thing. And by the way, I don't get mad at anybody on the tank, because when you get rid of the players that they got rid of to start the season and before the trade deadline, yeah, it looked pretty clear on what you were trying to do. The coach had nothing to do with it. He's coaching the guys that he gets, but he's still trying to win games. And yesterday, somehow, some way, with an unbelievable passing game, with guys playing throw and catch. That's pretty much what it was. Devontae Parker had the game of his life. Gesicki had a second big game. And then all the other supporting pieces. Albert Wilson looked good. Allen Hurns looked good. Patrick Laird looked good. It just, that was one of the best games as a group of receivers that I can remember in a long time. Caught everything, made big plays, and then as he got more time to pass later in the game, that just added on to it and couldn't stop the pass interference, couldn't cover their big guys, so they're interfering, and then it got really interesting. So there we go, man, and we'll see. They're not done trying to win, though. They're not done trying to win, including there's going to be some guys super motivated, and I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the Jets still got a good team, really a better roster than the Dolphins. But I don't know. Does that mean Dolphins can't go up there and win? No, they can win.
Yeah, they beat them once. That game, right? They can win that game.
And they're going to have some motivated young guys. They felt Gase, like DeVante Parker, not an Adam Gase fan.
No.
He doesn't talk to anybody, but I'll guarantee you DeVante Parker's not an Adam Gase fan. And how do you think he looks right now? Adam Gase is looking, because he does. He's looking right now at his tight end, at Gesicki and DeVante Parker, going, friggin' DeVante Parker. 53 catches, 850-something yards, 16 yards a catch, and 6 touchdowns. Can you imagine what he's thinking right now? Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
How in the hell? What the hell? And so, yeah, that's the situation you have. But they have three of the teams. What, the 1 and 2 picks left as of right now? The
right,
1 and 2
right.
picks are two of your four games that you have going down the stretch here for this last group of games. I thought Rosen would play the last couple of games. Now I'm not sure.
Well, if they're really trying to win games, then you can't take Fitzpatrick out.
Well,
you can't. If Josh Rosen doesn't give you the best chance to win, Ryan Fitzpatrick does.
See, the coaches, for I don't believe Chris Greer would ever or anybody go, hey, Coach Flores, we know you can coach. You got to help us a little bit here, man. I don't think they'd ever do that. And I can't even imagine the look you'd get from Coach Flores if you did. But I think the other part of this, and I didn't come up with this, but it's a fact, that if they saw them put in Rosen right now, the rest of those guys, the guys I've been talking about, all those receivers and that offensive line, everything else went, wow, you just quit on us, Coach.
Right, right. You gave up.
You just did what you said you wouldn't. You said you were going to try to win every game, and you put Josh Rosen in. We know, and you know. And Fitzpatrick hasn't helped the situation because he was supposed to have all these off games or make your decision easy, right. And he really hasn't had one of those real bad turd games.
No. I'm expecting it. I'm almost expecting one to come up or have already come up where he threw 3 or 4 picks. Josh comes in. Flores after the game says, listen, we're going to stick with Josh next week. Ryan's a little banged up right now. We're going to go with Josh. No, it's been the opposite. Where all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh, this might be the game. The Eagles coming up. This might be the game where Fitzpatrick has one of those 3 interception games. No, he's the second best quarterback in the league yesterday.
Somebody takes a late hit on him every game.
Right.
He gets up and they do the close up. He's got a smile on his face, says something to the guy, and goes back to the huddle. Just a big old smile on his face and goes back and gets the guys together.
And you don't think the other players, either in the huddle or on the sideline on the defensive side, see that and rally around that?
Did you see yesterday when he put his head down in the gut of the safety of the Steelers and tried to score from the 2-yard line?
Does that look like a 37-year-old dude to you?
So he got up laughing, right? They're all going, dude, what are you trying to do, man? Like, and he just plays, very seldom slides. He's always going forward.
Head first.
He came up short. He obviously went right down. Our guys, they get off on that, man. They enjoy watching. Like, this guy is in it to win it. And it starts when he comes out, man, for warm-ups. Like, who can play catch with daddy today? who's daddy playing catch with today?
I almost feel bad for Josh Rosen at a point because he really has no chance to get back in there unless Fitz gets hurt.
You hope, for his sakes, he's going to get a chance to play at some point somewhere, even if it's not here.
You think? Because, I mean, this is team number 2 now.
I know.
And the same thing has happened to him now 2 years in a row to a point.
The reason I say that, look at the injury bug that's hit all these
teams.
Oh, no,
you're right. You're right. You can't. There's
no mistake.
We got
quarterbacks. We keep trying to make these rules and regulations safer for quarterbacks, and look at them all. How many teams have had to use a third quarterback this year?
Pittsburgh's on four.
Look at all the teams that have had to do it. The Jets had to do it. Some of it was bench for bad play. Some for injury purposes, but yeah, I think Josh, who's still a young guy, but this guy, you know, the thing when people, oh, you got to work on this, and like you can't work on natural stuff to being a leader and getting guys to follow you. You can work on your physical stuff. You can't work on your personality and stuff and the way people look at you, right?
Well, Joe,
if you're an introvert,
you
you're an introvert. You can't work on, I don't know, there's probably some motivational speaker out there that's disagreeing with me.
Yeah, but it's a natural thing. It's not necessarily something that you could pick up. I mean, you can if you're around someone a long time to pick up certain tendencies, but Ryan just has that natural thing, that natural glow, that natural whatever it is around teammates, around people he plays with, around guys he's in the locker room with. You've seen it. Like, how many guys in that locker room take an anonymous poll? Who's the team leader? You think anyone's going to say anyone but Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No.
Like, even the defensive guys, I'm sure at this point, would say
it
that.
It would be Chad Pennington, too.
Right.
It would be – he'd be the one that throws the family party, pool
and
party.
Everybody shows up.
And everybody says, it's for my kids, but I want you all to come. And right. Every guy shows up and brings a potato dish, potato salad dish, or macaroni salad dish.
Nobody brought any meat?
No, man. So,
oh God,
it is pretty funny. Yeah, yesterday with everything. So you know, yesterday I was like, so where do we go from here? You know, well, are you excited? I go, yeah, I like winning games. Me, I like winning the games. Well, what about? Well, hey, man, front office just got to pick guys, find them. And if you want somebody real badly and he's gonna make a difference, go get him. Go get him. You got all this juice. Go get him. Instead of seven picks, maybe you can have four. But go get them. And if not, pick the right damn guys no matter where they are.
Right.
Yep. I mean, it looks like Cincinnati's got Joe Burrow.
Well, right. I mean, it's not even a question at this point.
Hey, by the way.
They want him. I mean, they put Andy Dalton back in for reasons I'll never understand because of the fact that Finley was just that bad. But if they win a couple games now.
I think it goes back to the whole
losing the locker
team,
room.
Man.
Okay.
Guys say, we're not even trying to win. We got this guy on the bench. What are we trying to do here, man? And then you're going, hey, help me out. We're losing our team, coach. You guys know what you're doing. All right. Put him. Dalton's back in the rest of the year.
But Dalton's He's not part of the plan next year. I understand losing your locker room. You don't want to do that as a coach because then Zach Taylor won't be there next year and there'll be another coach there. But if they end up winning one or two more games and don't get Burrow now, don't you think that's an ultimate disaster for Cincinnati? Like a disaster. They don't have the juice like the Dolphins. Dolphins can be picking seventh when the draft comes around, and all of a sudden you see the little helmet change on the bottom of the screen. Now the Dolphins don't have three first-round picks, but they have the number one overall because they got the juice to move up. Cincy doesn't have that. Cincy doesn't get the number one overall pick. That's a disaster.
Well, listen, we got to go to break here. We got Manny Diaz. We'll check in 56022. 56022 on the text machine, which, by the way, we just want to let you know has been a little mean-spirited on us today.
A little?
A little mean-spirited. Some of you guys are coming out today and been a little mean about, you know, forms of us dying. It's not very nice. And it's not joking. It's incredible how a couple days ago we were all getting together being thankful for one another, and now we're back to, like, driving each other, running each other over on the road and taking spots and snapping on guys and wanting to fight everybody and getting – we were thankful for everything for a couple of days, and now we're back to our normal selves.
The long weekend's over.
Mean-spirited people you are. All right, welcome back. By the way, Manny Diaz will join us. We had him on earlier this morning. He will join us here in 9 o'clock hour a little bit later on, a few minutes from now. All the food, which I got to hit the diet plan starting today, man, because I went overdose on carbs.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
And the pies and everything sweet seems to taste better. Why is it during Thanksgiving you feel like you just eat nonstop as much as you want? It's crazy.
I don't know, but it happens every year.
I got a half a apple pie and a half a pumpkin pie right now at the house. And I know exactly how much is left. It's like a sickness when you know that. Like, right, it's just sitting there. It's either I'm going to eat it or it's getting thrown out. And I'm not letting it get thrown out.
See, you don't start the diet now, though. You don't diet on December 1st.
Yeah, you do.
Well, no, you don't.
You give
this
yourself
is like
a couple
the prime
weeks.
Eating time of the year.
No, you got to give yourself a couple weeks to get ready for the holiday, for Christmas and Hanukkah and then the New Year's.
You talk about on New Year's how you're going to start losing weight and all that. We know you never will.
That's
but
true.
You do it on New Year's,
it
not
does,
now.
By the way, it's a great point.
Because you're set up
it
to fail.
It always sounds
if you do
it now. Good, like, damn it, I'm going to do it. But I will tell you, if I'm going to eat Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza, I'm already craving an order of 20 chicken wings. One of those
onions
orders,
on
those
top.
Onions on top.
Right, right, right. Well, you can get that. You get the hot wings. They have the Italian hot wings also with the side of gorgonzola dip. The dry rub wings. There's plenty of wings to get there now. Obviously, the pizzas that we talk about all the time. But the pizza.
Wait,
the,
you can't just downplay the pizzas all the time. We got to talk about those delicious pizzas they have,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but they have so many items now.
Well, we may have to cut back on some of those items and just get to the pizzas.
What about
the
eggplant marina?
Oh, that's good.
What about the pork vinegar ribs?
Those are good.
What about the new chicken parm that they have there? What about the spaghetti and meatballs?
I haven't had the parm yet.
You should go try it. It's very good. How about just you don't want to cook this week and you go get the pot of meatballs?
Oh, no. That's
and you
big.
Bring that home. Right. There's plenty of things there. Plus, it is the holidays. So they have their gift cards there also. And I told you they have
great
a deal going
go.
On. With those holidays, for every $50 in gift cards you purchase, you get a $10 bonus card for yourself. So you might as well go buy a bunch of gift cards for everybody. Because if you do the math, Joe, $200 in gift cards for your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, for Leon, whoever you want to get it for back there, you get $40 for yourself. So right there is a good, just right there is a perfect holiday treat from Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
Not a bad way to go.
Right.
And so that is good stuff. Right. By the way, 560-22 for people want to jump in here before we get to Manny. What else we got coming? Is it nicer or is it still mean?
I'm going to try to go through some of the nice ones also. So Pat from Philly just texted in. Part one, thank you, Dolphins. I was beaten and battered by Eagles fans all week long. Part two, now I can walk around here and no one could say squat, fins up, my Christmas present, thank you. So how about that? That's a nice one.
Well, listen, and the Dolphins did it on the road yesterday against Philadelphia in South Florida.
Right. How about this
one? That
place
was full of Eagles fans.
Oh, my God, it was ridiculous. I came down from West Virginia to have Thanksgiving with my family, took your advice, got that meatball ricotta pizza, my first night in town from Anthony's, did not disappoint. Thank you, fellas.
Oh, that's good.
Meatball ricotta.
Good.
We always tell people about
it's
that.
Our favorite.
Right. I'm very proud in how Parker, Gesicki, and other players that were held back from playing under Adam Gase, and now performances under Coach Flores. I can't wait till next year, see how this team will be when they're fully healthy. They bring in the players needed to make runs for a future Super Bowl. My toes are tingling. That's from the Jedi.
Oh, look, somebody went a little mad doggy on me.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And someone said something about Cincinnati wanting Chase Young. I told you my buddy from Columbus said that that's all the talk up there, even if they get the number one pick, that they love Chase Young.
Listen, man, I haven't seen that guy at LSU have bad game.
I know. And, against the best conference in the world.
And
land,
now he's
world.
Going against a really good defense at Georgia, right?
Yep.
So we'll see. I have seen no signs why all these other quarterbacks are either injured or playing like crap in college. Justin Herbert. This
He's
guy.
Himself.
This guy's getting standing ovations after three quarters.
Against the best in college football, the SEC. Does it every week against another SEC team.
It's hard to imagine when somebody sits down that he's not the first pick. I haven't seen everybody play.
Now, he won't be the first pick if the Giants are sitting there at one. Maybe not the Redskins.
No. I'm talking about Cincinnati.
Cincinnati picks Chase Young with number one pick.
Giants won't take him.
No. Washington's still 50-50. Depends on
it. I just think
new
all the
regime
teams,
or not.
I don't think that's normal. All the teams that just took a first-round pick to take another one. I don't know. I know we just saw Arizona do it, so it's not crazy. Hey, by the way, before we get to Manny Diaz here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.